Oh yes, you will show me, corresponding to Hoyes Babli, Daf Base. We begin in the Yoshami at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Alas and Medalas with the Mishnah. Hoyu based in Lavoy al Achas Mikal Mitzvah Mois Batayor is based in, and here we're referring to the, always to the Great Sanhedrin, gave a mistaken ruling to transgress any mitzvah of the Torah, punishable by Kawes for one who did it intentionally. Shoigeg al pihem ben sheasu va'asa imahem ben sheasu va'asa achrayim ben sheleasu va'asa harei ze potter mipnei shetala beveistin. If an individual did shoigeg based on the beveistin's words, whether he transgressed with them or after them, or even if beveistin themselves did not transgress, he is exempt because he relied on beveistin. Why were beveistin yad echad mehem shetou oitamid shehu roy lahayroya v'halach va'asa al pihem ben sheasu v'asa imahem, ben sheasu v'asa achrayim, ben sheloi asu v'asa harei zechayiv mipnei sheloi tala be'beis din. If Beis Din ruled, and a member of the Beis Din or a chacham qualified to give hoira knew that Beis Din had erred, and went and acted according to their words, whether he transgressed with them, after them, or without them, he is liable, means he brings a korban, because he didn't rely on Beis Din. Se haklal hatoile be'atzmei chayiv atoile be'beis din pater. That the general rule is, one who relies on himself is liable, one who relies on Beis Din is exempt. And the Gemara says, Nefesh ki sechta, achas techata ba'aseisa, techata hari elu mi'utim, hatoile ba'atzmai chai v'atoile v'Beis Din pater. The Pasuk says, Nefesh ki sechata, a soul that shall sin, Nefesh achas techata, a single soul shall sin, ba'aseisa, it says, we expound as if it is adjacent to sechata, meaning these are exclusions. One who relies on himself is liable. One who relies on Beis Din is exempt. The Gemara asks, everywhere else you say that when we have a miut after a miut, an exemption after an exemption, it actually includes. And here you say that a miut after a miut excludes. The Matanya answers, it's different over here because it's actually a miut after a miut after a miut. Rabbi Chagai shal lechevraya minay la'ichel b'roshus shu pato. Chaya asked Rabbanon, in Truma, in the 8th part, we find that if a Kohen, his Eved Kanani or wife was eating Truma and found that this Kohen is a halal because his mother had been divorced before he was conceived, he was given or sold to Yisrael, or she was widowed or divorced, the Roshur exempts. What's the source of one who ate with a shus is exempt? Ma ben sova shu chulin v'nimsas truma shu chayev, ma ben hamachzik atzmei shu koyin v'nimsi yisol shu pater. What's the difference about one who thought that it's chulin and it was found to be truma, that he's liable, means that he pays the principal and the choyin yishu extra fifth, and one who considered himself to be a koyin and was found to be yisol, who is exempt? Amin lei min horis beistin. Rabban answered, we learned from the horis, the rulings of beistin. Amroin af anas vichali, ma ben sova shu chol v'nimtzes shabbos shu chayev, ma ben sova shu pesach v'nimtzes shlamim shu pater, v'nimtzes shlamim shu pater. And Chagai asked, what's the difference between one who thought that it's a weekday and it was found to be Shabbos, that he's chayev a korban chatas, and one who thought that this animal is a korban pesach, and he slaughtered it on erev pesach that was on Shabbos, and it was found to be a shlamim, which is not permitted to bring on Shabbos, that there he's exempt. Amin lei menasheichet v'roshus. The answer Rabbanon give is that the latter had permission to slaughter because he was engaged in a mitzvah. Amaloin af ana svichli ma ben sava shehu. We should say shuman v'nimsa chelev shu chayev ma ben sava shu muta v'nimsa asa shehu pata. Rav Chagai asked a third question. What's the difference between one who thought that this is permitted fat and it was found to be chelev, which is forbidden fat, that he's chayev a korban chatas, one who thought that it's permitted due to Beis Din Zora, and it was found to be prohibited, that he's exempt. They didn't say anything to him. Chagai answered, I will tell you, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, Perek Dal, Pasuk Chof Gimel, if his sin that he has committed is made known to him, then he shall bring, and it says a korban. So one who would have refrained had he known what is here, he brings a korban. One who thought that it's permitted would not have refrained. Al Rabbi Yosi Amrin Lei Kashilan Adamilsa Amalein Velamalei Agiv Tune Min Hadar Oyhoidei Lav Hatasei Vevi. Rabbi Yosi entered. Rabbanan told him, this is difficult to us. He said, why didn't you answer from that pasuk that said if his sin that he has committed is made known to him, then he shall bring. Amin le Chagai Keshisa Chagai Kiyamta. Rabban said Chagai Asis, and he answered from this pasuk. Adatu Bishmol Deloy Mefane Ahen Kraya B'Mechuyuvei Chatois V'Ashamis V'Adoin Shavar Lehem Yom Kippurim Nicha. The Gemara asks, well, granted, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that this pasuk is not free to teach about one is liable a chatas or asham vadai, and Yom Kippur pass, then this is fine. We can say that the pasuk exempts one who relies on Beis Din. Adatu Rikiva, the Mefane, Ahin Kraya, Mechuvi Chatois, Asham Meis, Vadoin, Shavaleim Yom Kippurim. However, what's the source, according to Rabbi Kiva, who says that this pasuk is free to teach about one is liable a chatas or asham vadai, and Yom Kippur pass? Tani, Menayin, Mechuvi Chatois, Asham Meis, Vadoin, Shavaleim Yom Kippurim, Shehain Chayovin, Lavil Acha Yom Kippurim, Vachayavi Asham Mesluin, Paturin. The Baisa says, what's the source that if one was liable a chatas or asham vadai and Yom Kippur passed, that he has to bring it after Yom Kippur, but one who's liable an asham toli is exempt? And that's the pasuk we had, if a sin that he has committed is made known to him, then he shall bring the korban, and that means even after Yom Kippur. Min ador nefesh ki sechata achas sechata basisa sechata hoi elu mi utun. Now says he learns it from Nefesh ki Sechata, Achas Sechata, and Ba'aseisa Sechata. As we learned earlier, these are exclusions. One who relies on himself is liable, one who relies on Beis Din is exempt. Ein chayav melal davar shehayagolei lahen, v'nechse mehen, u'mataima, v'nenem davar shehayagolei lahen, v'nechse mehen. Beis Din is liable only for something revealed to them, and it became covered to them. What's the reason? V'ne'elam hadavah, the matter became hidden, meaning that something was revealed to them and became covered to them. Adasu to Bishmol, to Amar v'ne'elam menu, mechlal shahi yodeya, v'uyada hawe shtei yodiyos. The Gemara asks, well, granted, according to Rabbi Shmol, we can expound this because he does not need both v'ne'elams to teach about yodiyos of tuma, rather he expounds v'ne'elam imenu, implying that he knew. V'hu yada, this is the second yodiyah. What's the source of Kuntu Bikiba who expounds Venela Mimenu and then Venela Mimenu to teach that there was Yedia at the beginning and at the end and Helam in the middle? The answer is it says Venela Davar means something that was revealed to them and became covered to them. He learns from Davar and not from Venelam. Ein chavim ad sheyoyu levatel mixas lekayim mixas. They are only liable if they ruled to annul part of a mitzvah and to fulfill part. Shmuel amar vehein sheyoyu muta avlim hayu pater levada. Shmuel said that they are liable only if they ruled it is permitted, but not if they ruled one is exempt. Ein chavim ad shetei hayuaya melishchas hagazis. They are liable only if the ruling was from the Great Sanhedrin in the Lishchas Hagavos. Am Rabbi Yochanan Tamad Ahach Tanai Min HaMakom Ahuh Asher Yivcha Hashem. The source, says Rabbi Yochanan, for this teaching is because the Apostle says, from the place that Hashem shall choose.